Of Kol Yisrael Shem Kol Abba, right? We finished Hakdama last time. Okay, so Mishnah Zoisi Mishnah Rishayna Shal Perik Chelik. B'Nagel Omer Kodesh Haschilam Aperik V'Achash Amesayimim Oymim Charechayim Be'Akash V'Mishnah Zoif Makis. V'Esh Lishol Maro L'Nigukach. Why? V'Agav Zene Dakdik B'Mishnah Zois Mashor Dakdik Bo. So he has a whole bunch of shayats. This is very typical in all of Pirkei Avos. He's going to ask a bunch of questions on a Mishnah and then give hesber. First of all, what's this Mishnah of Shaychus with Sanhedrin? Rashi says, goes going back on the Dalad Mises. You know, once it says who gets the Mises, then it says whoever doesn't have a Chagolim Haba. So he says, Ulefi Pirshatzoch Loim Masha Yischa Tanim in Ve'el Shem Chagolim Haba. He says the mashmos would be that if he would have other mitzvahs, he could possibly, it would be mashma that they don't have a chelek, but they can get one through other mitzvahs and so on. And he brings the Gemara, I don't want to go through the Gemara in Kedushin, where the Gemara in Kedushin goes and speaks about specific mitzvahs, miyuchadik mitzvahs versus general mitzvahs, and so on and so forth. He goes through a cheshmer here. I don't want to take up the time with it. You can see it yourself, it's not that difficult. Aval, lefi anira eina tana bo lemasei l'shem chalakam haba. The lafkinu is only adina. But he says, he doesn't think that the tana has come to tell you. And he says here a little bit of a yesoid, which is, I guess, a Mishnayis tend not to deal with, what's the right word for it, mystical phenomena. You don't find many Mishnayis or any Mishnayis at all that deal with, Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, etc. It tends to deal with specific things, practical things, and therefore, to tell me that Einon Chelikom Haba in itself, Lamayin Afkimina, especially since the Mishnah wants to be Mekatzer and so on. But Yoisinir Shatan Baloima de Kola Shechayb Misa Chelikom Haba, Vafilo Yoda Bezdin, Loi Nidin Lamisa Be Bezdin, Mikon Shechayb Haba. So he says that it's Fakert. The Iketh Vard is the people, it's telling me that anyone else does have Chelikom Haba, and therefore, even if the person is Lamayin Avera, he shouldn't give up. So that's one point he makes. He asks on the Hemshech of the Pasuk, says, "V'amich kol tzadikim la'olam yusha aretz." Ma rayu zolam haba? Where does zolam haba? It says yusha aretz. Void kasha says neitz matoy haba lemeima matoi ayin bechirik lekoy rak ala neitz shu yochid. Void lama kara kosev neitz v'la'ila. Neitz is a branch that comes out, why not Elon? Avol, Pirush HaKosev, Shoytz Eloimah, Ki Yisrael Kulam Tzadikim, Ve'ena Pirushim Tzadikim Adei Maiseh, Dehavle Elmeim Avamach Tzadikim V'Sha'aretz, Ki Yefshishu Kulam Tzadikim. So the Musig of Kol Yisrael, that Amach Kulam Tzadikim, can't mean that they are Be'etzem Tzadikim, you know, that they've done all mitzvahs. There's no way you can do that before. HaKadosh Baruch created Klal Yisrael mitzad their atzmius, mitzad the mohus, they are kulay toiv. U'me'achar shabar Hashem Yisbaruch ha'olam hazeh v'olam haba, im lo nivra olam haba Yisrael l'mi nivra. Now, let's explain this point over here. It'll help explain a whole bunch of things. When we talk about Olam Hazin, Olam Haba, it means it's a different universe, not in terms of the spaceships or whatever it is, that's not important, in terms of what's its content, what's the what's considered plus and minus and so on. So let's give an example so that we can sort of flesh it out. Imagine somebody lives a very geisha lifestyle, and his world of heroes are sports players, and people made it big in sports and so on and so forth. That's his world. So anyone who's famous sports, or he's a celeb, he plays movies or whatever it is, he's a hero and successful. And he's, you know, and you envy him this and that. You come into a olam of Torah. It has a whole different mohus. The person who's in the olam of Torah can say that, you know, Baruch Hashem, that's his world. His world is a world where musagim of ruchnius, where people who are people of Anshe Hashem and character, are those that are considered important, big chashim, and so on and so forth. He does not need to. He doesn't have to apologize to the person who's in the world of sports, because the person in the world of sports really, really doesn't want to be in Beis Medrash. It's a different world. His own, we'll call it panemius, his own mohus is very different. And b'meila, he's not at all gestert from the fact that he's not part of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it says, Ki b'kol Hashem tzur lamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. One is a gashmistic world that we're very familiar with, and that's the world we're in now, physically. It has its own ta'anugim, its own values, its own its own heroes and people that, and who's considered successful and so on, and this is all olam hazeh u'musagim. U'masoilam, their nature is very in sync with this world. Klal Yisrael has an neshama from a different world, so when Kadosh Baruch created two worlds, he didn't create l'soya bro l'shevus yitzara. He didn't create olam haba, a world that has no indigent citizens. It has to be, and it's not the pshat. Olam haba can't be a retirement center for tzaddikim in this world, because if he's not shayach to the world of olam haba, then he's not part of it. It's not his metzias. An olam means somebody needs to be part of it. So Klal Yisrael's yachas to Olam Haba is that they be'etzem have a chelik. They are part and parcel of that world, in a way that is, in a way that is meaningful, in a way that this is really their mohus. So they could lose it, they could be prevented from going into it, but it's theirs to lose. The Umas Olam, the truth be said, are not even, I mean, they're jealous when the life over here is over and then everything that they are is gone with that. But when you're talking about, you ask them straight out. So when Esav sold his Bechira, Esav basically was expressing a truth. He was saying, listen, to me, Bechira is really, really not an important thing. I mean, the ceremony, being the head of the ceremonial thing, okay, it's nice, it's good, nothing that I'm really thrilled with. So b'meila, there's no, it's not as if we took away something from him by taking away his chelik in the world to come. He does not betzem shaykh. He can be mis'ala and bring himself to a mitzvah like that. He can make that transition, just like he become a ger and so on. But mitzad the tchunis hanefesh ha'atzmi of umas ha'olam, it's sort of alien to them. Klal Yisrael, it's natural to them. We can overcome, we can reverse it, but there is a default setting for us versus umas ha'olam. Umas ha'vashen spoch ha'olam hazeh ha'ba im le'nivra olam ha'ba Yisrael mi'nivra. The world has been created for someone that's a citizen of that world, that's Betzem Shaykh to that world. V'zeh sh'omah v'amr kulam tzadikim lo'olim yosh ha'oretz ke'amrich tzadikim ba'atzmam l'kach yosh ha'oretz u'me'achat ki yosh ha'oretz ru'uyim lo'olim haba ke'in dovash nikar b'shem chayim ke'moy ha'oretz d'chsibbo be'eretz ha'chayim ki nigza me'eretz ha'chayim v'nasat yitzi v'eretz ha'chayim v'atam shik'oretz chayim. The Karatzewa Misa. So let's describe this. Let's finish maybe one sentence. Kach Amal Oyle Misha Aretz Klay Mashiach Le Machayim Anitzchim. Lakach Yisha Aretz She Aretz Achayim. So he says like this. He's saying a whole bunch of nekudas that he's identifying as being similar to each other, and each one needs its hesber. The first point is that Chaim is something that perpetuates itself. Chaim is something that mitzad its mohus, it's nitzchi. I don't remember if we spoke about it, but it's a cheshm part. I think we spoke about it before. We spoke about derech Chaim Torchos Musa. Things that are not alive will only decrease in time. So if you put a rack outside, and it will become smaller with time because the water will erode it, somebody will happen to bump along it, an insect will take away a grain, and so on and so forth. So those things never become more or bigger, they become smaller. If you put down a Baal Chaim grows, Baal Chaim becomes bigger, he has many, many offshoots, and so on and so forth. So things that are chai are be'etzem self-perpetuating, and they tend to be nitzchis. So anything that we call Eretz Achaim, and Eretz itself tends to be chayim, is going to be nitzchi. That's point one. That chayim and nitzchis are identified with each other. And that's why Adam was supposed to be chay lo'ilam, and then because of the chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him down, because the chay lo'ilam is a property of being chay. It's the normal status of a Baal Chaim that is constantly internally going through things through positive changes. The second yesod of the Maral is, and also this is a yesod that repeats in so many places, is as follows. That whenever there's a katzer, for instance, when you take the midas of a person, any one midah of a person, if you follow it to an extreme, becomes very destructive. Let's take an example. Is chesed good? It's fantastic. Is chesed something that a person should keep spreading and so on and so forth? Of course. Now, but if a person says, so I will dedicate my life and I'll only do chesed, and even if somebody is pagay in me or does wrong, I'm just going to keep giving him. Well, that's sort of what Christians tend to preach they'll do, that they believe in. So what I'm doing is, I'm feeding the snake who's going to swallow me up. It will destroy itself, because if you feed even Ra, then basically there's no Tov left. On the other hand, if a person is very tough and very strict, and you know, there's not an inch of rachmim. If you didn't pass the test, you don't go weiter and this and that. And this is his shita all along the entire way. At some point, he's going to mess up, and he's going to get off the map. It's almost like Esav saying, he's saying there's no point to it, because whatever I'll do, I'm always going to mess up at some point. And if you mess up once, you're out. Then your chances of staying are almost nil. So a katzer midas adin becomes a destructive. It's true in midas of Adam, and it's true in any mahalach, and that's why the only mahalach that has real continuity is a mahalach of a person choosing a person. Sort of not just following one extreme blindly, but making decisions about what midah needs to take precedent at any given moment. So that's the midah of, it's a midah of change, or that's the midah that makes a person list. If we're always using the right amounts of the chesed and the gevura, the giving and the withdrawing, the being very, let's say, being he knows when to be very concerned with a lot of empathy for somebody, and he knows when he needs to act coolly and rationally and not get involved. All of those will allow for a mahalach that can continue. So we have chayus. Chiyus is identified with an eternal existence. That is the type of what we call is something that's not noitetere katseh. It doesn't go to any extreme. I want to add a word about this because it's misinterpreted. When we speak about a midah going to an extreme, how do we define that extreme? You know, everybody thinks the other person is an extremist. And the answer is, extremism in the way it's defined by him is that you are verkauft for the midah and will never use seichel to make the decision about whether to implement it or not. So, Lamashal, somebody comes to me with a tsar, with a tsara. I can knee-jerk use an instinct to react, or I can think first, do I need to show him extreme empathy? Do I need to he got himself into trouble, I need to distance myself from him? Anytime we have a thought process coming before the actual midah, that's a good simon. So Eretz is called Chaim, and he says this midah, the midos that are tov, the midas that really have in themselves what it takes to last, to be, to whatever it is, are all in the emtza. Whereas the bed of midah lies in the katzer, which means you take the midah, it doesn't mean an extreme person, it means a person whose only focus, the scope, is that midah. So let's say I'm teaching, and naturally I tend to be a very strict and tough authoritarian person, or vice versa. I tend to be easygoing, laid back, couldn't care less person. If I'm letting my midas run it, then that's an extreme. In other words, it's the midah is take. I'm going with the midah all the way. Every midah left to itself will reach a dead end. If I use my das and my seichel to make the decision, override the midos, then I can keep going forever. So Oretz is a metzius that's emtzah ha'olam, and whatever it is in astronomy, it makes no difference. The metzius of it is that Oretz is something which for us is the center, the point point of stability in the center of the world. What's a libid, the em is quote unquote, is meaning it doesn't make any difference to us. That's the center of the world for us. And so Le'olam Yirshu Oretz means that we have an inherent shaychus to the Nekuda Hemtzoyus of the world. All Umas Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around, each and every one of them had a little Yetzirah. And he said, I can't live with this, I can't live with that. Kal Yisrael said, okay, Nasev Nishman, great. So what's the pshat? So Klal Yisrael doesn't have. So is Klal Yisrael faulted for not having? I mean, not faulted. I mean, Klal Yisrael is praised for something that Kadosh Baruch Hu built into every other Umma. Kadosh Baruch Hu built Niyaf into this Umma and Ritzich into this Umma. So what's the? The answer is, all of the Ummos demonstrated that they are stuck with whatever the Metzius is. That if they are Ratzchanim, if that's the midah, they'll do Ritzicha. If they're Noafim, they'll do that. Klal Yisrael has these midas in them as well. They have Bechira, they have these midas. But they have the ability to use their das and override any one of those midas. So they're not muchrach to use them. That's what makes us stand out. Almost all of them have midas, and they can bring it out their midah. So Esav says, you can't I can't have a Torah that will override Ritzicha, and so on. Klal Yisrael says, well, it's the other way around. We're mekabel the Torah, and however we get shaped by it, and refrain and resick by it, we'll be mekabel it. So it says Olam Yeshua. It's one more nekuda about this to be mashlamit. The difference in Matana and Yerusha, Lamashal, Matana, Mechira, needs a bardas to be koinet, because it's a transaction. Yerusha does not need it, and even a tino could be Yorish, because he has his own. He's be'etzim. This land is shaykh to him. If it's shaykh to his father, it's shaykh to him be'etzim. So he's not. It's not transferring his father to him. This land is shaykh to the father and to the Yerushim. So that's what that's the Hakdam of the Mishnah in Yerusha Aretz. Any questions? Okay, so Emetz Hashem should have a quiet Shabbos, Bez Hashem, quiet and safe Shabbos. And send it to Emetz Hashem next. I have a small tzad next week, maybe not. If you call and nobody answers, then it's a sim and I went away for a few days. I don't have a tzad topic, I'm not sure anything will come out of it. Okay, David, take care. Good Shabbos. Okay, bye.